Hello, everybody. This is Keith here, my first official episode of my podcast. Today it is Sunday. It's August 4th. Wow. This month's already going by pretty fast. And it's about 11:20 morning, afternoon, brunch time, whatever it is. I want to welcome everybody here. Hope you enjoy listening to my show. And if you have any requests or any comments or anything, please, you're more than welcome to leave a message. I'm currently using the Anchor app, which is an amazing way of doing these things. This is my first podcast. I'm going to be pretty nervous, pretty screwed up. I'm going to make mistakes. So please bear with me as I hopefully get better. So here we go. My first episode today is going to be about what's in my camera bag. I know everybody does it, so hey, I mean, I might as well do the same thing. My camera bag, as I've mentioned in my preview episode, I'm not a professional photographer. I don't get paid for this as of yet, or for any of my photography, but I try my best, and hopefully one day I will get recognized, and somebody will give me a chance. I'll start off with my bag. I just upgraded. Actually, it's a used bag that I got from KEH. Great place to get stuff, by the way, and I'm not sponsored by them or any other manufacturer of my camera gear or any of my other stuff, but I want to mention them because I have bought a couple things from them. They've been fantastic. Everything's been very good. And their shipping is really quick. And their prices are very reasonable. So please check them out for used camera gear or even some new stuff. I'm also joined today by my kitty cat, Logan. He's actually loving on my new bag, which is kind of weird because he will start chewing on it here in a minute on him. But let's go through it. My bag. I actually started out, my first bag was a Lowepro Transit Backpack 350AW. It's a very nice bag, pretty good size. It's just not as functional as I really wanted it to. So, I mean, it's also very big. I ride a motorcycle sometimes, and I do carry my gear with me. So, I mean, it was just a little too big for me, but, you know, I still use it every now and then. Good thing about it, it's got a rain shield for it. So, you know, when I am riding the bike, it does help out. My bag that I was carrying every day is my Lowepro Tahoe BP150. It's a really good bag. It's just not big enough for what I need to carry. I mean, it's a little hard to get. I mean, I carry it. I use a Surface Pro 4. For my video, or for my photo and video editing. It is an older, computer, but, you know, that's what I've got. And, I'm really happy with it. But, yeah, when I put that in the back, in that Tahoe, it's just a little, gets really heavy in a small compact case or compact backpack. And it just doesn't fit in there very well, along with the power cord and my external hard drive and stuff like that. So what I did is I actually went to KEH. I looked for a backpack. I actually got the ideas off of some other famous photographers that are on YouTube and on the web. And I kind of upgraded to the Lowepro Protatic 450AW, the first generation one. I got to say, this thing has massive pockets on it. I mean, it's actually really huge. It's pretty cool. I like it a lot so far. I mean, it's got a spot for my Surface Pro, good pockets inside, a lot of spaces that you can, adjust on your own to, fit whatever you need to. Okay, on to my camera gear. My lenses to start with. My big baby is this Canon 70-200 f4. It's an older one, but I do like it. Actually got it refurbished from Canon, probably about 4 years ago. Haven't been disappointed since. It's a really good lens. And I use it for, that's my telephoto lens. My next lens in there is my good old Nifty 50, my 50mm f/1.8 Canon lens. I love it to death. I mean, it takes it, it. It's a good one. And my last lens that I actually did get, the other part I did get from KEH is my Tamron 17-50 f/2.8. That's the A16 model, so it's the one without vibration or VC or vibration control. It's a great lens. It takes beautiful pictures. It's just that I do shake a little bit because I am an older gentleman. I am 50 years old, so I mean I have to make sure the shutter speed's high enough to compensate my shaking with my hands and stuff like that. Move on to my camera. I use a crop sensor camera. My previous camera was a EOS Rebel T or T5, and I have since upgraded to an EOS Rebel T7i. I love the camera, especially with the flip screen. I know people like, oh, you can't shoot professional with a crop sensor. Well, anybody could shoot professional with anything that they have. I mean, you could take a beautiful picture with anything, and I do prescribe to the theory that all the other photographers put out that it's the photographer, not the equipment. I mean, you could use a kit lens, which I used for the longest time before I got my Tamron, and I mean, I was using the 17 or the 18-55 Canon kit lens that came with this, came with the T7i and with my old T5. And I'm not going to complain about it. I mean, that's a good, it's a good lens. Yeah, it does have, image stabilization, which, pretty crucial to me, but the low light really stunk. Because as the kit lens doesn't have the aperture. I mean, the aperture doesn't open as wide, especially once you zoom out, stuff like that. Moving on to flashes, I've actually got two flashes. One is a Insignia, which I don't have in here now. It's out in my studio. I don't use it very much. This is kind of a manual Insignia. I mean, it's an older one. But the one I do carry with me is a Yongnuo or Yongnuo, however they say it. YN568 EX2 Speedlight. Hopefully I'll be able to upgrade those in the near future to the newer model. But that's the flash, off-camera flash I use. I also have in here in my camera bag, I have a newer oh crap, it's Easy AC1 remote shutter. And then what I also use, as I have remotes in here, I use the Altura photo transmitter and two receivers that I can use with either the speed flashes, or I can use it as a remote to remote the camera. As for my tripod, the one I carry with me, I actually won this one from Joby. It's a Joby GorillaPod. It's just the base model one, which I mean, it's a great little tripod. I also have a Manfrotto. I can't remember which model it is. It's the aluminum one. I'll have to get that and give it back to you. Or get back to you with it, what model it is. It's just the inexpensive one. As for other things in my case, I have a wrist strap, which I don't actually have on the camera right now. I still use the other one. It's the Peak Design wrist strap. Of course, I've got a little battery pack that actually somebody gave me. I have a little puffer, a little blower, a puffer, whatever it is, a bag with all my cables in it, USB, different USBs, things like that. A little package for my batteries, or a little LowPro bag with my batteries in it that I carry the camera in, extra batteries for the flash and the remotes and stuff like that. And then I've got a few, SD cards in here, or micro SD cards in here, that I carry around with me too. And that's pretty much it for my camera gear. I'll carry a few little extra tools and things like that to help, help me take, stuff off, the tripod bases off and things like that. I also carry a monopod every now and then. I don't have it with me. It's actually out in my studio. Plus I have, a couple different, I've got some umbrellas and stuff like that. Just the inexpensive umbrellas that you get online. I think I paid for the whole package with the stand, probably 20, 30 bucks, something like that. Came with the silver backed umbrella, the gold backed umbrella, and the white diffuse umbrella, along with the, I think it's a 5 or 6 or 7 foot stand. Probably goes taller now. I've never had it fully extended. So, but that is my camera gear, pretty much. I do work a full-time job, so it's kind of hard for me to go take pictures. I try to take them when I'm on my way home or while I'm at work. I do find some interesting stuff at work that I do shoot. You can go check out some of my stuff. I do have a website up, which I am actually going to be in the process of redoing here soon. It is DK Simons. That's SIMONS. Photography.us, or you go to my Instagram page, DK Simons Photography, or my Facebook page, DK Simons Photography. I have a lot up there too. So right now, that's about it for about the only thing I can think of talking of today. There's probably a lot more. Like I said, this is my first rodeo with this. Probably sucking at it pretty bad, but I want to learn. You can't get better without trying, or you can't even do it without trying. So like I said, if you have any questions, you have to download the Anchor app. You could leave me a message. I will try to answer every message as quickly as I can. I can't promise, because I do work a lot of hours at my real-time or my full-time job. But if you have any questions about gear, about what I carry, feel free to ask. I don't carry the greatest gear in the world, but it's what I have. And I do know quite a few professional photographers. Most of them do automotive photography, and they are actually really some of the best, and they are published. And those guys are, worth taking a look at. I'll mention them in my next, later on down the road. But if you have any questions or anything, or you want to leave a comment, please be nice. Hey, positivity is the best thing. Just leave me a message, or, get with me on Facebook or Instagram. Leave me a message on Instagram. You could do it there too. So, hope you enjoy your Sunday. I'm going to try. And everybody have a great day.